Vishal and I are now on the back wall of Studio One behind the initial works that we just described. This work is by Arun and it's called Urban Mountains, made in 2015. And it's a grid of four A2-sized landscape portraits of what appears to be natural landscapes. But upon closer inspection, there are clues within these works that some of the materials and textures are not necessarily made of natural. There's no growing trees of any kind, so it's an arid, mountainous, urban landscape. And they're all taken at nighttime. One image is under moonlight. The image below that is potentially a setting or dawning sun with a very peaked mountaintop in the very close foreground. The top image in the right column is of a roadway or a pathway of some kind. It's unpaved with the ascending mountain to the left. And the image below that is taken in a darker light, but there are pockets of burning fires that can be seen on the mountain surface. Could you explain this work a little bit more, Vishal?
So the works, along with these four images, along with the two images on the first section when we enter the room, are looking at a site in the city of Chennai, the what seem like mountains. The work itself is called Urban Mountains, but what really seems like mountains are essentially a series of very large landfills. Working with kind of garbage, working with trash, and working with waste of all kinds also is once again a casteized occupation. But because of the kind of design of a lot of our cities in South India and across South Asia, waste is not necessarily disposed of in, you know, through ways of recycling, or has like large kind of systems that allow for waste to be disposed of at the site of creation, like which is in homes and offices.
Something I'm feeling from the images, Vishal, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that the texture of the landscape, of the landfill, has deteriorated. And it says to me that this has been around for a very long time and it's not necessarily a current landfill. It feels like potentially it's an ancient one that has decayed over time. So it's got this sort of dusty look to it and, yeah.
Surprisingly, the rise of landfills in our context is fairly new. At best, these landscapes, the landscape of these like large landfill mountains are between 10 and 15 years old, but they're not always kind of used because they do tend to like occupy a lot of space, and because the waste is not really being managed and they're just being dumped into the ground and accumulating into these really large mountainous kind of
almost like ranges,
yeah,
mountain
absolutely.
Ranges, yeah.
And often they're kind of like dumped outside of the city. Even the image in which we're on the top right, where we're looking at the unpaved road, the road itself is on top of that landfill. The road is made for dump trucks to come from the city and then continue to dump into that site. So Arun is looking at this kind of, in some way, the shock and awe of like having moved from a smaller town near Kanyakumari and towards the southern tip of Tamil Nadu, almost at the edge of India's coast, and coming into Chennai, the major kind of metropolitan city in the south, and being faced with this kind of really large natural landscape. And the images are a way for him to process the fact that they aren't actually natural. They are man-made. They are man-made mountains of garbage. And the image on the bottom right, where we see pockets of fire, is because segregation of garbage is not always carried out in our cities. So a lot of the times when garbage catches fire, it's because of the kind of chemical waste that's dumped in there. And it just needs a small kind of spark to set it off. Or sometimes just because of the chemical reactions within the garbage that's being dumped itself, they do tend to catch fire. To make for very stunning visual kind of effect of looking at the spaces is quite stunning.
They're quite vast. The fiery pockets almost look like, you know, caves that want to draw you in.
Yeah. But I think the thing that, I guess as somebody who's seen a lot of these spaces, the thing that I think a lot about is just the overwhelming stench of being anywhere near these landfills. And these are those kind of like different sections of this one site in Chennai.